I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Do you recall the very first time you tried alcohol? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Eric is in Kenmore this morning. Eric, do you remember your first time trying alcohol?
It was back when I was in high school. We went on a school trip to Italy, and we ended up drinking Italian wine. It was phenomenal.
So, what is the legal age in Italy to drink?
I think it's 18, but I think if you have permission at dinner time, you're able to do it at a younger age.
Yeah, I remember hearing like stories of people going like places in Europe where they're drinking in their teens, and it's okay because the parents were okay with it.
Well, and I'm curious, you know, getting permission, was it from the chaperones, or was like, were your parents with you on the trip?
Parents were not with us on the trip. We had to get a permission form from our parents saying that we could drink on the trip. So majority of the kids that were on the trip got the permission, but there were some few kids that did not get the permission to drink on the trip, and that caused some interesting dilemmas while we were there.
Like, Grant, I have several years to worry about, not have to worry about this, but I have a feeling that if I got that slip, I probably would check the no box. Like, no, I'm not okay with my kid drinking in another country when I'm not there.
I know for a fact my parents would have said no. For a fact.
Oh, yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Maestro Mayhem Ryan Rue in Tacoma. Do you remember the first time you tried alcohol?
So I don't actually remember it. Stories from my parents, because I was about 3 or 4 years old when this happened. My dad was watching me and wound up passed out drunk and left a full MGD or Miller High Life, one of those Miller products, sitting on the living room table completely full. And I decided it was a good idea to pound the entire thing.
Oh, what? Wow. And so did they tell you what happened to you after the fact?
I think shortly thereafter, I think my mom told me I ran into a wall. Other than that, I don't remember much.
How is your relationship with alcohol today?
I was in the Navy for 12 years, so I went pro early and I retired early.
So. Good on you, man.
And also, I mean, 4 years are running into walls even without the help of alcohol.
Aaron in Kirkland, do you remember your first time trying alcohol?
Good morning.
What's up, Aaron?
Yes. I do. A little bit of context. I am a music teacher, and in college, I was studying music, of course, and I played in our marching band, and I played mellophone, but I was one of, like, maybe two female brass players in the entire band. So whenever the brass section went out drinking, I would go with them, even though I was underage, my drink of choice was cream with Crown. And I remember we were drinking on our dry campus one night. And at 2 a.m., a bunch of us thought it'd be a great idea to get our instruments and start playing all of our band music.
Oh, I would love to get drunk and play a tuba.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And everyone the next day thought it was my section leader instead of me.
Your phone's weird, but that's a great story.
I love that. Would have gone over so well on the Washington State University campus.
I feel like the marching band is drunk when they're out there performing for the Cougs.
206-803-ROCK. Jen in Burien, do you remember your first time trying alcohol?
I do not remember it. I was 10 months old.
What?
I was at my godparents' house with my dad, and my godfather had made my dad a martini. And being a small child, you ask for drinks from your parents. My dad gave me a sip of his martini thinking that I would not enjoy it. And then, 10 minutes later, he went to take a drink of his martini, and it was completely gone. And then he noticed that I was stumbling around and drunk.
Oh, no.
No disrespect, but your dad doesn't sound like the brightest bulb in the bunch.
No, he was not.
How are you thinking, even if you don't like it, that's 10 months old. I don't think you play that game.
Jen, do you like martinis as an adult?
Vodka is my alcohol of choice. I prefer a very mixed drink. I used to be the heavyweight drinker. You'd bring people onto the table, and I used to chase my vodka with water. So after my friend's 18th birthday, I had 6 double shots of vodka in 20 minutes, and I can't drink like that anymore. Yeah. I can't do straight alcohol at all.
Nor should you. You know what? It makes me think in a roundabout way. I had my first taste of alcohol probably around 7 or 8 years old, maybe even younger, because back in the day, if you had a toothache, I don't know if it's old wives' tale or if it's just what people did, but rub some whiskey on it because it would numb your gums.
Oh, yeah.
So, I remember my mom was she was just throwing the whiskey in my mouth to numb my mouth up.
Oh, my God. Just swish it around in there, Steven.
Yeah. That's probably why I don't like whiskey anymore.
That could be it.
The Daily Mix Show.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.